The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Welcome to a special annual edition of Real GM Radio. This is an unnumbered episode because it is an entirely different thing. For those who are unfamiliar, this is the mascot bracket. My sister, who is a biologist, does not care at all about sports, but for about 10 years now, we've been doing the exercise of going through the entire NCAA tournament bracket, solely determining it based on if those mascots got in a fight, and all of the logic and non-logic and everything that comes from that. So if you've ever wondered about natural disasters versus animals, people versus animals, abstract concepts versus anything else, this is the place that you can get it. It is a ton of fun, one of my favorite exercises to do every year, and it's been really fun to do it as a podcast the last couple. So if you want something substantive, you will get that too. That is another Real GM Radio episode that is out around the same time. But if you want to have some fun, enjoy the next 45 minutes. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Danny.
So I will admit that I haven't gone through all of the mascots this time. We can obviously do the digging if need be, but the first one this time is a ram versus a knight.
Like knight in shining armor?
Yeah, that would be my interpretation. I don't think it's just like blackness.
Okay, because that could be a winning strategy, but okay, a ram versus a knight. I will say the knight, just because I'm assuming it can either use its armor as a weapon or do something with its armor, and a ram kind of is like one move. So, yeah, knight.
This is a good one. Bulldog versus flame. Their mascot is a bird, but I'm going to consider the flame meaning a flame because that's what it is.
Oh, this is one of the more depressing ones I've heard. Well, obviously, flame is going to win.
Okay, this next one is pretty amazing. There are two things that we've talked about in the past, but they're both kind of made-up birds. So it's the Hokies, which is, as far as I can tell, is basically like a modified turkey, versus the Billikens. And a Billiken is just kind of, I guess it's not a bird, it's just a weird, weird mascot. It's a charm doll created by an art teacher.
I just Googled it. That's not a bird.
No, it is not a bird. That was what was in my head.
Oh, it's like a demented elfy Care Bear? Troll, like a troll doll. Oh my God. Versus the weird anthropomorphized turkey with biceps. Oh gosh. Do either of them have magical powers?
Not formally.
I'm gonna guess not the turkey. So a dream. So I'm going to take that to heart and say that the Billikin is some imaginary character that would like haunt the Hokie's dream. So the Hokie can overcome this obstacle. The Hokie wins.
Okay. Next up, a turtle versus, it's a little bit more complicated, a turtle versus a Bruin, so a bear.
Oh. Bruin. Unless it's a sea turtle, but I don't think it is.
It's a terrapin. I believe a terrapin is not a sea turtle, right?
No.
I already know what your reaction to this one's going to be. Tiger versus bulldog.
Oh. I mean, bulldogs just, I know that they were bred to fight, but in like everyday world life today, it just doesn't translate. So tiger.
Cardinal, the bird, versus golden gopher.
What? Is it like a gopher that is gold, or like a golden object that is a gopher shape?
I believe it is a gopher that is golden color. Their mascot is a
I'm
gopher.
I'm gonna look it up.
Their mascot is a gopher, so I think that's fair.
So, I mean, the problem with the golden gopher is that it's gonna stand out. Like, it doesn't have the camouflage ability that, like, you know, ground-dwelling mammals would have. A cardinal stands out, but it has its reasons. So cardinal. Cardinal should be able to take this one on.
Okay, then there's one that we're skipping. Oh, we're not doing that one either. Okay, this is one that we've had trouble with over the years, but we'll try it. So the orange, it's I mean, you could think of it as the color. You could think of it as a giant dancing orange. It's Syracuse, if you want to look it up, versus a bear. I'm not sure the color that matters because it's facing a bear, but even so.
Okay, I'm looking up Syracuse orange mascot. And, oh, it's I think it's orange like the fruit. Maybe
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's round.
Yeah, so he is described as an anthropomorphism as of the color orange. So I think you could credibly go with either.
It's like an uninspired anthropomorphism to the thing that's called orange. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, of all the colors to pick to have to do that to make it actually look, if you're not trying to make it look like the thing, I mean, if it was purple, that would be easy. But orange, there is an orange. Ah, Syracuse.
Yeah, except it's fuzzy, so I guess there's that. But I think, are all mascots fuzzy? They should be.
Most
oh,
are.
That really scary Philadelphia Flyers one came up too. Okay, you said, sorry, orange versus what?
Bear.
Oh. Bear. Unless the orange comes in a bear box, which I don't think is the case.
Oh, this is one we've discussed before. So it's the Golden Eagles versus the Racers. And we have had this argument about whether the racer was the horse or the person on the horse. If you think that makes a difference, I can look into it.
What's the name of the team?
They're the Murray State Racers.
Murray State. Okay. Oh. It kind of seems like it's both.
Oh, they use for football, they use a live racehorse. I'm counting that. That's awesome.
Ooh. Versus a Golden Eagle.
But it's not, an actual horse. It's people in a horse costume. Oh, that's so much worse. Wait, now I'm confused. They have both.
Or is it?
Now I'm seeing a guy on a horse. Okay. I'm even more confused than I was before. Either way, racer versus Golden Eagle.
Oh. This is a hard one, right? Because eagles can fly, but they also, I mean, can't. Oh, what are they going to do? I feel like if it's a racer and a horse, it's 2-on-1, so the racer is going to win. Racer duo.
Okay, this one is going to be fun. It's a Seminole versus a catamount. And what a catamount is it looks like it's kind of like a wild cat.
Wild cat?
Yeah, I'd say it's a wildcat. It is a large wildcat that's also like, so it's basically like a mountain lion or a cougar.
So it's basically a cat and a bird.
No, Seminole's a Native American.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, Seminole then. They should be able to take it on.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that probably happened, and I would assume that the Seminole won more often than not.
The North American mammal, yeah.
Okay, a bull versus a sun devil.
You know, that's kind of fun, right? Because bulls, like, run after red, and I imagine a sun devil being red. So, like, the sun devil is, like, in the perfect position to manipulate and ultimately best the bull. So, the sun devil, yeah.
Red Raider, so I'm thinking, like, a pirate versus...
Ooh.
And here's a brand new one for us. The Norse. North Kentucky, they're the Norse.
Like, the direction?
Norse.
Oh, Norse.
So their mascot is a Viking.
So a Viking and a pirate.
Yep, that seems about right.
That sounds like the beginning of an amazing summer poem. A Viking and a pirate. So Vikings didn't have guns. Pirates do. I just feel like if the pirate, especially if it has its ship or any pirate accessories, should have enough to go after a Viking. They're kind of wily, right? I think the pirate could take this, but it might be a close match.
Okay, here's a fun one. Wolf versus gator.
gator, I think. Because gators can eat really big stuff.
Okay, this is one I'm not giving you because the seeding is really different, but I just want you to think about it. And because it's one that you always pick to win versus one you always pick to win. Wolverine versus grizzly.
Oh. Well, this is also one that has almost certainly happened. And I feel like the grizzly should be able to come out on top, but wolverines are certainly known for their aggression. So who's actually, why are you not letting me do it? Because they're not really going to play each other?
Their seeding is really different. I don't give you the best seeds against the worst seeds because I feel like it would be unrealistic. Like you'd end up with a bunch of like But the Wolverines make it through, and you like the Wolverines, so you'll get them.
Oh, so you're going to pick the Wolverines. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm all right with that.
Okay, the next one. This one's a little bit confusing, but I want you to look up the mascot because this is going to be really fun for you. So Ole Miss, their name is the Rebels, but their mascot currently, and I'll let you interpret this one because it's hilarious. So just search Ole Miss, O-L-E-M-I-S-S, mascot, and you will come up with something very enjoyable live on the air.
Oh, it's a... So there are mascots that aren't furry.
Yeah, so it's their new mascot, I don't know how new, is Tony the Land Shark. Why it's Tony the Land Shark, I have no good idea. However, that's what it is.
So it's literally like a football player with a shark head on top, right?
That appears to be what it is, yes. So football player, I'm choosing to interpret that way, versus a Sooner, and what a Sooner was it was one of the people traveling in a covered wagon across the country.
I mean, this is a clear upgrade on the part of Ole Miss, right? Because you get the power of the shark and the not awkwardness of it being on land. If I had to come up with a mascot, this would be pretty high up on the list, except it doesn't have a weather component, which is usually a winning factor for me. So, sorry, it is the land shark versus the what?
A Sooner is a person, like one of the people who traveled across the country in a covered wagon.
That's who it's against?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. They would see the land shark and either like drop to their knees and surrender or, you know, be totally, totally baffled by how to fight back against. And how exactly would a land shark attack somebody?
Like, does it have a working mouth? That's an open question that I'm not entirely comfortable with.
I'm going to assume that the mouth I'm seeing on this football player head is a functioning mouth.
At least functioning enough.
Yeah, functioning enough. They should be able, yeah. I pick the land shark.
Okay, you ready for some animal cruelty?
Mm-hmm.
Badger versus duck.
Oh. I mean, that's less heart-wrenching than, like, bulldog versus fire. But, yeah, the duck's not going to make it. And, guys, like, duck mascot? I don't know.
Wildcat versus anteater.
Oh. Are these really coming up in, like, a natural order of the bracket?
Yeah, this is Kansas State Wildcats versus UC Irvine Anteaters. That is a matchup that is taking place either Thursday or Friday.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what real defense mechanism an anteater has. Let me just quickly look that up, because I want to give them a fair shot. Anteater defense mechanism. Yeah, I'm not catching very much on anteater defenses. There are some ant defenses to anteaters that are surprisingly interesting, but no. So, wildcat.
Okay, another wildcat. This time versus a gale, and a gale is not wind, which is what I thought it might be. It is a person of Irish or Scottish descent.
So someone named Gale.
Well, so if you want to look it up, you can. It's the St. Mary's. Their St. Mary's mascot is interesting looking.
Oh, it's a man? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is supposed to be what an Irish, or would you say Scottish person looks like?
I mean, that's what a gale is. That's the interpretation that they're going with. Like that's on the school's website. I'm not pushing beyond anything else.
There are a couple of different things that are coming up. One is a man with lots of facial hair, and then one has no facial hair and long head hair. Anyway, there's a similarity in their manufactured buffness. So it's that versus what again?
Wildcat. They're always wildcats.
Oh. This person has no defense and a cape, which I feel like the wildcat could really get a handle on and cause some damage. So wildcat.
Oh, this one is great. Boilermaker. So we've always interpreted that as the person who actually makes the boiler. So like they have wrenches and whatnot versus a monarch.
Wow. That's like, I'm sorry, just to clarify, monarch is in a ruler, not a butterfly.
That would be correct, yes. And like the Sacramento Kings, their actual mascot is a lion. It's kind of, I don't consider it a threatening-looking lion. However, I do not consider that fair. If you are going by the monarchs, you don't get to have a monarch lion. You get to have the...
Lion is the monarch of the jungle.
Yeah, I know, but also it's kind of a goofy looking lion. I kind of want to put an executive ruling on this and just say that it's the Boilermaker, but I don't know. You can pick differently if you want.
No, I mean, unless you want
to interpret a monarch as having a protective capacity of other people, but that's not. I mean, you can choose to interpret it that way, I guess.
I would not interpret a monarch broadly to be protecting people.
Well, I'm talking about, like, would they have like a security, you know, like a, I don't know, somebody with a mace or something. But that's not clarified.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was my sort of go-to thought, was like, oh, this person is going to have an army, right? So it's not, you're not fighting the actual monarch. But if the monarch, first of all, is alone, and secondly, is a goofy lion. I've always seen the Boilermaker as like a pretty inventive and a strong and resourceful person. So I feel like with motivation, they can take on the monarch. So Boilermaker has it.
Next up, the Bearcat. So if we remember, that's kind of a mix. Like, it was kind of a mix. Like a, it's actually, I believe, smaller than both of them. And then versus a Hawkeye, which is basically just a hawk. You can consider it a hawk.
Okay.
The Binturong. That's right. Is a Bearcat a real animal? Yes, it is. It smells like buttered popcorn? What?
Who's... Oh, okay. See, I looked up Bearcat mascot, and then I just looked up Bearcat. And yeah, a Bearcat, ugh, its eyes look scary. So I'm going to say hawk, because this thing seems like a true mess.
Another one I'm not giving you, but you can enjoy it as a thought exercise, is the a volunteer versus a pirate.
I mean, pirate.
Yeah. Okay, this is an interesting one. I don't think we've ever done this before. Aggie, so a cow, versus a husky.
Oh, It's like a milking cow. I'm gonna look it up. Aggie mascot.
It's Utah State. If that helps, there are multiple Aggie mascots.
Okay, yeah. It's blue. It's a blue cow with blue eyes. Versus a husky.
Don't huskies also have blue eyes?
They can. I think they often do. Let's see about the one we're looking at here. Husky mascot.
It's the University of Washington.
Okay.
But they have a live husky. They have the dog at I would.
Oh, yeah. That's all the pictures are of a live husky. Oh. But it's like, here's the thing. It's a baby husky. So, no. The cow, the Aggie, I think the Aggie will be able to take on a, especially puppy husky.
Okay, so this one's interesting. New Mexico State is also the Aggies, but they use a person as their mascot, like an agricultural person.
Agricultural person?
their mascot's name is Pistol Pete.
It looks like a guy with two guns.
But they're facing the Tigers.
Well, he has two guns, Danny.
Okay. So are you picking against the Tigers then? You are allowed to. You can do whatever you want.
I mean, they're revolvers. Yeah, I pick the New Mexico State Aggie guy.
Okay.
With the big mustache.
This one is always hard. The Jayhawks, they're that fictional bird, like, versus another husky, different husky.
I feel like we've, in fictional birdland, I've felt like they could best an animal that would be easily fooled. And I feel like it could wear out a husky. So I pick the Jayhawk.
This is a great one because I think it is an, I will pitch that you can reject my framing, but I think this is an answer to a question we have long wondered. So the Buckeye, either the nut or the tree, if I were to conceive of a mascot that would give it problems, I would choose the one they're facing, and that is the Cyclones.
Uh-oh.
I mean, doesn't that seem pretty straightforward?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. A cyclone, we're finally getting to a weather event, right? Which is really decimating. So I don't really know first of all, it's really just a matter of how destroyed the Buckeye is going to get in the cyclone. A Buckeye can't do anything to a cyclone. Obviously Cyclone's going to get this one.
Next up, Cougar versus Panther.
Oh, these are always fun. Let me look up the mascots.
It's Houston Cougars and the Georgia State Panthers.
Okay. So So the Houston Cougar has like a girlfriend? And then you said, what? Who is the Panther?
Georgia State.
Okay. The Panther looks so much more menacing than the Cougar. And it was already the right direction I was leading in my mind. So Georgia State Panther.
Pirate versus Terrier, the dog.
Why would somebody have a Terrier mascot? Gosh. Like Duck versus Terrier could be a fun one, but you haven't asked me that.
No.
So, yeah, Pirate.
Fortunately, one of the ones that I'm not giving you because of the seeding stuff, it's Wildcat versus Wildcat because everything is the Wildcats. So we're skipping that, and we're on to the second round.
Yay!
Blue Devil versus Knight.
Blue Devil. I feel like they, yeah. I mean, Knights are strong, but it's a devil. It has more tricks up its sleeve.
Flame versus Hokey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no. Flame would literally cook and, you know, prepare the Hokie, so.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like we have the answer to this every Thanksgiving.
It is the natural destiny of the Hokie. No, Flame.
Bruin versus Tiger.
And the Bruin is a young bear?
A young bear. That is the interpretation we've usually gone with.
And a not young, adult tiger.
Adult tiger. I think that's reasonable. If you want to look it up specifically, it's the Belmont Bruin and the LSU Tiger.
I don't think I need to. I think the tiger is going to be able to clobber a young bear.
I agree with you. Cardinal the Bird versus a Spartan.
Oh, Spartan, I think. Yeah, Cardinals, no.
Bulldog versus Bear.
I don't know. All the bulldog ones are cracking me up today. Bear.
Our good friends, the Racers versus a Seminole, a Native American.
Oh,
I believe they both have horses, so the horses cancel out.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think that's a reasonable interpretation.
You didn't tell me the Seminole before had a horse.
Well, I mean, I think he rides a horse often. I don't. It's not a part of the mascot rigidly, but I think it often rides one.
Okay, well, definitely if the horses cancel out Seminole, because I don't think the other racer jockey has anything going for him.
Well, okay, so I'm looking up Florida State's mascot. Yeah, it's usually a Native American on a horse, like with a spear or whatnot.
Yeah, Seminole.
Okay. Sun Devil versus Red Raider, which we've interpreted as a pirate.
And a Sun Devil is
A Sun Devil?
I'm going to look it up.
So their mascot is a kind of like a devil with a pitchfork.
Oh, like real devil. Okay.
Yeah, Duke, the Blue Devil is as well, which will...
Ooh, yeah, I was imagining the Blue Devil like a devil, but I don't know, Sun Devil seems
like a dust devil or something, or yeah.
Yeah, sure, but I don't know, a cactus. I got so distracted by the Sun Devil that looks kind of like a demented bumblebee. sorry, what was it against?
A pirate, Red Raider.
Oh, okay, right. Sun Devil, because I feel it could just, like, sink a pirate ship.
I believe this has been a national championship matchup before. Gator versus Wolverine.
Okay. So, I mean, the Gator really just needs to get one good chomp on the Wolverine, and it's done. And the Wolverine, like, how is it really going to get the Gator? It's kind of like... It's kind of like a slightly more fair version of the Cyclone and the Buckeye, right? Like, one of these things has one big move, and the other one has, like, 1,000 tiny moves that might be kind of helpful. I mean, now that I think back to the Buckeye, I don't really know what I could do. Maybe just hide. It pains me to not choose Wolverine, but Gator.
Next up, our friends, the Rebels, the Land Shark, I guess, is how we're going to interpret it, versus a Cavalier, which is kind of like a musketeer, like a guy with a sword.
Oh, he has a sword.
He does have a sword.
But I feel like, so, I mean, it's an old-timey musketeer, right? It's not like a guy today with a sword.
Right. I mean, my interpretation of the Cavalier, they call it a Cavalier is a mounted swordsman.
All right, well, whatever.
Yeah, but he looks like a one of the French Three Musketeers, even as the goatee. Interestingly, his facial hair has changed. Originally, it was a full goatee, and now it looks like it's more of a soul patch and a mustache. I that doesn't affect his capacity as a fighter. I just find it interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to know the story behind that. All right, so you're a musketeer crossing some body of land. You get to the summit of a hill, and below you in the valley is a football player with the head of a shark. You decide to investigate. I feel like I'm narrating the Oregon Trail. I think that the musketeer can have one up because the shark, the thing about a shark is that they have eyes on either side. They can't really see straight ahead. It would be quite difficult to actually do face-to-face battle with a shark, especially if it didn't have other shark body movement capacity. And it would be kind of awkward to really use that mouth, especially if it was on a horse. The musketeer was on a horse. So, musketeer.
Okay, here's one you'll have fun with. Badger versus wildcat.
Ooh. Let me look up the Badger mascot. What school is it?
University of Wisconsin. And it's the Kansas State Wildcat, if you want to specify, if that helps you.
C1 Wildcat. Oh, the Badger looks kind of sweet. It's wearing a turtleneck. Animals in clothes. Wildcat.
Different Wildcat, this time facing a Boilermaker.
Oh, Boilermaker. Come on.
Volunteer versus a hawk.
I don't even understand. I think I should look up this volunteer mascot.
It's the University of Tennessee.
Okay.
I think they use a horse. No, they use a dog. That's right. They use a dog as their mascot. But I often use the name as opposed to the mascot unless there's ambiguity. Well, there is ambiguity because we don't know what in the world a volunteer is in this context.
It's a dog with a volunteer vest on.
Aw. What, is the alternative, are they actually going to pay the dog? Because I don't think they usually do that. I think, guide dogs are volunteers as well, functionally speaking.
Yeah, it is definitely a dog with clothes and usually something kind of fancy.
Well, but how good of a dog, do you think that would be a good bird hunting dog?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I'm thinking about it, too. Granted, a hawk is not a commonly hunted bird, though, so I guess it could go either way.
Let me look up the hawk again.
Iowa.
What
is it? Okay. Iowa Hawkeyes is technically it, but it's a hawk.
Okay. Interesting face. Yeah, this is hard because it really is a dog. It's a hound of some kind, it looks like. Sorry, I'm going to look up a little bit more about Smokey. Okay. Smokey is a blue tick coonhound. And it is known for a friendly demeanor commonly used in raccoon hunting, but also make good pets. Oh, a friend of mine, my friend Alan Danny, who you've met, I think he might have a dog that's like this, and it's very good at hunting. So I'm going to pick the volunteer, the hunting dog.
Tar Heel, which we've interpreted before as a Civil War fighter, meaning they get a Civil War like a musket type dealio, versus an Aggie, that blue-eyed cow.
I choose the Civil War fighter.
Okay, your new friend, the two revolver Aggie versus the Jayhawk, the fictional bird.
Oh, that's kind of fun because the Aggie would just unload both of his guns on the fictional bird, who wouldn't be hurt by the bullets, and then could come after it. So, Jayhawk.
Interesting. Here we go. Cyclone versus Panther.
No. Oh, it could be an interesting spinoff of the Sharknado. Panther Cyclone. I can't figure out a way. I want to figure out a way for the Panther to win the day here, but I'm having a really hard time because I feel like it could get not killed in the Cyclone, but it doesn't have any magical powers that it could use. Cyclone.
Pirate versus Wildcat. Presumably this happened.
Yeah, do we have wildcats near us, or is it mountain lions?
I think it's mountain lions, but I don't particularly. Yeah, there are mountain lions. There probably were wildcats then, though.
I'm just kind of thinking about how people don't know how to react when they see a mountain lion back home, and if a pirate saw a wildcat, they might be similarly stunned. And maybe they'd already be drunk because they were wandering around at night. So wildcat.
Okay, we are moving on to the third round, and this is a fun one to start with. Blue Devil versus Flame.
Wow! So what makes the Blue Devil blue?
I don't particularly know. It's Duke, if you want to look it up.
Yeah.
I have an opinion on this, but I will only offer it if given. If you want me to.
Hang on a second. I really want to figure out. The Blue Devils, named after the Les Diables, the French well-known soldiers that were trained in Alpine warfare.
Yeah. So how did a team in North Carolina get that name? I genuinely still don't know.
I'm reading. Hold on. Let me figure it out. They had a distinctive blue uniform of a cape and jaunty beret.
Oh, so it sounds like what happened was they just wore blue uniforms before they had a mascot. A writer of a local paper called them the Blue Devils because they played hard, and then they just picked it as a name and went from there. Okay, that's interesting. It's kind of like how the New York Giants got their name, the baseball Giants got their name.
So they had a costume, and then it became a mascot?
Kind of. I mean, it was in the 20s, so it seems like it's kind of the way it happened. But it's a blue devil. I mean, that's what it is. It's a devil who wears blue.
Jeez, that's really not helping me, because, like, I was thinking, you know, if it was a blue devil because it, like, had mastered ice or ocean powers that it could overcome a flame, you could also make the argument that the devil might be able to control flame.
That would be my argument.
So, yeah, I think I would go with the blue devil for that same reason. Is that what you were going to say, or did you have some thought on the actual team?
No, that was my thought. No, that was my thought on it, was that the devil, I feel like a devil could, even a blue devil could control flames, and flames can be blue. I mean, flames, fire can burn blue, so that seemed reasonable.
Yeah, that's the hot part.
Mm-hmm. Tiger.
Yeah,
versus,
okay, we're on the same page, yeah.
Tiger versus Spartan.
What? Does a Spartan have stuff? Weapons?
I think he has, you can look it up, Michigan State. I think he has a shield. Oh, does he not have a shield? I always thought he did. Oh, he has armor, but it doesn't look like he has a shield. Oh, but some of the cartoon versions he does. Maybe they just, logistically, it's too difficult.
He doesn't really even have armor. He has, like, a kilty thing. His, like, arms and upper legs are exposed. He sometimes has, like, a speary-looking thing. And in a lot of pictures, he appears to be laying down. So him versus a tiger?
Correct.
Tiger.
Seminole, so Native American, you can decide on the horse, versus a bear.
Also a real thing. Seminole.
Sun Devil versus Gator.
I like this one. So the Sun Devil was the one that looked like a possessed bee, right?
I believe that's the phrase you used, yes. It's Arizona State, yeah.
I think I said demented before, but same basic principle. Versus a gator. I mean, the thing about that devil was that it just seemed to... so weird to say, but it didn't look down. It was, like, always looking up at the pictures I was looking at, and I'm like, it wouldn't see a gator coming. So I think the gator would get him because he just wasn't, like, focused on his surroundings enough. Not enough situational awareness for the demented bee.
Okay, cavalier versus wildcat. So cavalier, person with a sword, versus wildcat.
Cavalier.
Boilermaker versus volunteer.
Oh, no. The Boilermaker could own the dog, and that would be nice. Can they just be friends?
They can be friends, but one of them has to win.
The Boilermaker is going to win.
Okay.
It could at least tame the dog.
Tar Heel, Civil War fighter, versus our friends the Jayhawk.
Oh, seems like the Jayhawk's been doing pretty well this year. Okay, Civil War fighter, so U.S. Civil War.
I'm looking up Civil War weapons.
I was thinking of, like, what would your mindset be mid-fighting the Civil War? Would you just kind of go after anything? Like, would a fake bird not faze you after everything you've seen? So what's the weaponry situation?
So this is another one. I'm choosing to interpret it that way because the North Carolina uses a ram as their mascot, but I don't think that's fair.
So no weapons.
Well, no, but it's a Civil War. I think Civil War, you can get a musket. I think musket is fair because that was a common weapon at the time. I don't think they get like field artillery or something like that.
Okay, I think I'm going to look up the Jayhawk then. Oh, it has like a rounded beak? Wow. Really not menacing. Its head is in trash cans in some of these pictures. Yikes.
Are you regretting picking it in previous rounds?
A little bit. It had these sort of magical qualities, and now it doesn't look like it could even fly. Looks like
I think I have the capacity to go back and change it, should you feel strongly enough.
Well, I don't know.
In the last round...
Not the Jayhawks.
Okay, in the last round, it faced the Aggie, if you wanted to go back and change it. I won't go back two rounds, but I'll go back one. If that was the revolver Aggie.
Yeah, obviously an Aggie could shoot this thing. It can't fly.
Okay, so now your new battle, Aggie versus Tar Heel. Person versus person.
Weapons person versus person. Oh, man.
I will say that from what I can tell, the Aggie has the artillery advantage because technology advanced between the 20s and the Civil War.
But it's not a warfighter.
Fair point. More of a rancher type person than a warfighter.
But, you know, would fiercely defend his territory, I can imagine. And if you're fighting in the Civil War, you're probably super exhausted, not expecting some random farmer with two guns to attack you. You might even think it's someone who's going to help you, and then all of a sudden, wham! So, yeah, Aggie. I think Aggie.
Cyclone versus Wildcat.
Oh, it's like the Panther all over again. Cyclone.
Okay, we are on to the final eight teams. Blue Devil versus Tiger.
Okay. I'm thinking of, like, Circus Tiger that can jump through fire. I mean, isn't a devil's real torment that it messes with your mind? It's not that it really does things in the world. So I don't think that a devil, like, the idea of the devil can get to a tiger. And they can jump through hoops of flame in a circus. So, Tiger.
This one is fun, and I'm going to give you additional geographic context because I think you would appreciate it. So this is it's Gator versus Seminole, but remember that the Seminoles were a Native American tribe that lived in Florida.
And still has the horse, yes?
I think that's a fair interpretation. The Seminole is usually on a horse.
Okay.
But yeah, I just thought because it was a tribe, so they would theoretically be familiar with...
Yeah, I mean, I would have leaned Seminole after Seminole Bear anyway, but knowing that, I think, makes me lean even harder towards the Seminole, yeah.
So that's what it takes to take out a gator in the mascot bracket, and somebody who actually knows how to fight them. Okay, Cavalier versus Boilermaker.
Tell me the Cavalier again?
Guy with a sword, like a musketeer type guy.
Oh, right. Oh... I've grown attached to the Boilermaker. But unless he Boilermade himself a bunch of real weapons, I think the Cavalier's got him on this one.
Aggie, the revolver guy, versus Cyclone.
So I was kind of imagining if you asked me if it was like person versus Cyclone that I could go off on some diatribe about climate change and say, really all I'm envisioning is this guy like shooting into a cyclone because there was this one time that in Congress, someone was getting a confirmation hearing and I saw a member ask them what you might be able to like shoot into a hurricane to make it go away. So I just have this image of somebody like shooting a gun into a cyclone and being like, go away. It does not work. So Cyclone.
Okay. We are now down to four teams all the way to it. Tiger versus Seminole.
Let me look up this tiger mascot. I've been saying tiger a lot.
So, LSU Tigers.
Okay.
They're commonly referred to as the Bayou Bengals, so that would make me think it's a Bengal tiger.
It's definitely a Bengal tiger, but with like a kind of small mouth, at least the mascot.
Yeah, I mean,
Like also freakishly, they seem to maybe sometimes have a real tiger at stuff.
Yeah, they do. They do periodically have a real tiger.
All right, well, that's points against. And then what's the other guy, Seminole?
Seminole, Native American.
And what school is that?
Florida State.
Oh, that's even more intense than I had imagined. Seminole.
Cavalier, guy with a sword, versus Cyclone.
I can't think of a way that the Cavalier can beat this other than not get damaged, which I guess is a way of winning, if I think about it, really. I mean, what do you think? I think if you can withstand a storm, really, like, if with confidence, not just maybe survive like a Buckeye, I think you kind of win, right? I mean, all a storm can do is
The storm is gone then. So, yeah, I would say that if you withstand the storm without taking serious damage, then you win.
Yeah.
You didn't hurt the storm, but the storm is gone.
Right. I mean, yeah, I think, let me look up the Cavalier just to be sure.
It's the University of Virginia. A campus we have been to.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he is wearing a lot of clothes.
No capes.
He is wearing a cape.
I know,
that's from The Incredibles. And that hat. I really wanted to envision someone who I thought could survive a cyclone, but that cape is going to strangle him. Yeah. Cyclone.
National championship game. Cyclone versus Seminole, Florida State.
Ooh, and we finally have one where I think like the... Oh, wait, hold up. Cyclones are only in the southern hemisphere, right? Am I wrong?
No, I don't think that's right.
I'm thinking of typhoon.
I think you're thinking... I think typhoons...
A typhoon is a backwards hurricane. But I don't think a cyclone is a backwards something else. So this is one of those things... Let me just see, like, cyclones in USA. I just want to see a map. Oh, yeah, and they do come through Florida, which means that some, like, a Native American Seminole who was in Florida for a long time would have withstood cyclones with some confidence. So, Seminoles, they'll win.
Well, look at that. So, a win. I think this might be the first ever human win in the mascot bracket, off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. Like, they never had to face a wolverine or a devil or something. It really, really was coming at them. And they have a long, long-tested skill set of killing things and withstanding things. So, yeah, they had a lot going for them in a way that I had not expected. So what do you think this team actually has in terms of chances of doing well?
Well, so Florida State, so you rank teams, they can be like all the way, a 1 seed is the strongest and a 16 seed is the worst. They're a 4. So they have a decent shot of going pretty far. I mean, I think they'll probably lose to the Bulldogs, but the Bulldogs lost to the Bears. So, you know, that part of it. But, I mean...
How could a Bulldog lose to a Bear?
Because the Bulldog is
a significant... Would lose to a Bear. Yeah, of course they would lose to a Bear.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the opposite way happening.
Yeah. But so they could do okay. They also might lose in the first round, but I think they'll do fine. We'll see.
I did pretty badly last year, didn't I?
I think so. It's been inconsistent year to year. At some year, maybe I'll open up the 1-16 games and stuff like that. But for right now, I'm not going to do that yet because it also makes the mascot bracket do better. Any big takeaways from the experience this year?
I think one of them was like withstanding the storm is winning. Maybe that's a bigger lesson for us. Maybe don't be a Dock Terrier or a Bulldog if you want to win things, or if you are, fight other small things. And weapons don't count as much as you might think they do. I feel like that's another lesson here, because you could shoot your pistol at a Jayhawk and then suddenly you're out of bullets and out of skill. And another lesson, Sharkhead, kind of a sleeper winner.
Yeah,
when
I mean,
put it on a person's body.
Yeah,
because if you had said shark in like any other context, I think I would have said no, because it's in the water.
But a land shark brings different advantages and different disadvantages,
yeah.
too.
Well, like a Pac-Man head.
We'll root for them to continue making the tournament. But that was fun. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Danny. Bye.
Thanks again to my sister for taking the time to come on. Again, if you want to hear the more substantive March Madness preview for Real Jam Radio, that is available right now with Sam Vecenie of The Athletic. We went through the prospects and some of the interesting storylines that are going through. It's a great show. That is out as well, so you can listen to those as you see fit. If you have any feedback on the show, good, bad, or indifferent, DannyLarueNBA@gmail.com is the way to do so. And this is a great one if you enjoy it, about word of mouth, spreading the word, because it is so different. And that can be social media, that can be just telling people, whatever you, however you see fit. If you think that there are people in your life that will enjoy this, please share it. It doesn't have to be time sensitive, considering the mascots are still going to be there and everything else like that. So I hope you enjoyed it. I genuinely love doing it. I mean, you probably hear me laugh a lot during the course of this. It's a really hilarious and fun thing to do. So hope you enjoyed it as well. And thanks so much for listening. Take care and make it a great day.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.